ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Mr. Bombastic!
Hey! Hi, it is Denise from the Lesbian Lounge, courtesy of My Lesbian Radio. Hi, I'm not quite sure where you're listening to me from. If it's Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, you could be listening from rainbowradio.fm. If it's any other time, you may have found the podcast through Podbean, through iTunes, through Stitcher, through SoundCloud. So many avenues. So wherever you're listening from, I am happy to have you. Again, my name is Denise. I'm your host for this Lesbian Power Hour. We're going to try and get through a bunch of headlines and news, I guess. First of all, I guess I should say, I don't know how many of you maybe follow me on Facebook, but I did announce that I did get a job. And this just proves that a watch pot never boils. When I totally gave up on the job hunt, 2015 is when it happened. Last week, I got a job as a content editor at PopWrapped.com, which is a really cool pop culture website that kind of focuses on whatever's going on in the headlines, anything from celebrity news, entertainment news, music, technology, travel, gaming, fandom, you name it, we're on it. And it's been a really cool experience. I love the people I work with. I love the website. I'm super happy with how everything's going. I can kind of pick and choose my schedule. Obviously, I'm ahead of everybody over here, so I work kind of weirdish hours, but I absolutely love what I do. It's really cool to kind of be in on the groundbreaking news, you know, to be in on it before it even hits the internet. It's pretty cool. It's a great group of people. I absolutely adore it. The site is going through some upgrades and some changes. So I know that we're going to get there. It's going to be absolutely perfect really soon. But really, if you get a chance, check it out, poprep.com. I'm also going to do a quick a little audio thing for them on their LGBT content section, where I get to kind of, you know, blast you the LGBT headlines really quick in like 1 to 2 minute audio segments. And you can find those on poprep.podbean.com, or you can find them right on the website at poprep.com. You just click on LGBT and it'll be there once a week, just kind of bringing you really quick snippets of what's going on in our LGBT worldwide community. And it's just lovely that they're so open to that. So I'm super thrilled with it. I love it. As a matter of fact, I even worked through the weekend this weekend. And that's really, that's saying a lot, because seriously, Gemma and I did nothing but nap. It was like we got hit by the lesbian nester syndrome, and we tried watching Netflix, fell asleep, tried watching some catch-up television, fell asleep. I think the only thing we did was go grocery shopping, and that was it. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was a marathon of naps. If there were records to be broken, we broke the napping records. Like, in between, I did work, but seriously, I don't know what happened. It was a little bit rainy, kind of grayish at certain points, and I think that's really what did it. But I know that everybody else had fantastic weekends. I saw that Eek did a gig at the Flapper UK girl band. Eek, love you, ladies. So sorry that we missed it. Just had to be on call for breaking news on PopRap. But it seemed to go really well. So I hope you all had a good weekend. You know, you can write to me anytime and tell me. I'm totally cool with that. So let's talk a little bit about some news. I know that I know that you had to have been living under a rock if you weren't exposed to Monday night's big reveal. It's true. Bruce Jenner unveiled his new self, Caitlyn Jenner, and the cover photos for the Vanity Fair photo shoot taken by famed photographer Annie Leibovitz on Monday. It nearly broke the internet. And I'm playing Beauty Never Dies just for Caitlyn. Seriously, at about 5 p.m. Eastern, Caitlin herself posted the photo with the quote on the headline that said, "Call me Caitlin." And right then and there, the internet almost broke. Like, it was just, like, I felt it. I felt like my Facebook and my Twitter were going off the rails. The Twitter message simply stating, "I'm so happy after such a long struggle to be living my true self. Welcome to the world, Caitlin. Can't wait for you to get to know her/me. Later, Twitter announced that Jenner broke a record set by President Obama earlier this month with over 1 million followers in just 4 hours. Followed by another tweet from Caitlin saying, "Another Jenner world record at 65? Who'd have thought? Humbled and honored to have reached 1 million followers in 4 hours. Thank you for your support." And on Tuesday morning, Jenner's account had 1.91 million followers. And seriously, Facebook and Twitter was going nuts. There was nothing anyone else was talking about, from the photos to the name spelled with a C and not a K. The hashtag "Call Me Caitlin" was trending. It still is. It still is as of Tuesday. And I like the fact that Caitlin was spelled with a C and not a K, because it was a showing that she was continuing on her own path. Jessica Lange, a lot of comparisons to Jessica Lange. People were actually comparing the two, putting side by side photos up, and it is uncanny. But I love that when asked, Jessica Lange said, "Oh, really? That's wonderful." So it looks like there really is a true showing of support for Caitlin in the media. So many celebrities, including Ellen DeGeneres, Ellen Page, Lady Gaga, President Obama, and of course the Kardashian girls. Even Rob Kardashian tweeted messages of support. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm really relieved. I feel like the wondering is over. Everybody can breathe. Everything's going to be okay. Caitlin can live her authentic self, and it's going to be fantastic. One of the other things I really liked was that there was a tiny little video clip from the photo shoot that was really, really genuine, and I'm going to play it for you now.
Probably at the game, because I was running away from a lot of things. Very, very proud of the accomplishment. I don't want to diminish that accomplishment. The last few days of doing this shoot was about my life and who I am as a person. It's not about the fanfare. It's not about people cheering in the stadium. It's not about going down the street and everybody giving you that a boy, Bruce, pat on the back. This is about your life. Bruce always had to tell a lie. He was always living that lie. Every day, you always had a secret from morning till night. Caitlin doesn't have any secrets. As soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free.
That was awesome. I mean, I teared up a little bit. Like, I really did. It's just something to be so proud of, you know. I know there's it's not all positive. There's some negative that come with it. There's a lot of people saying that if it weren't for his fame, he wouldn't have this kind of exposure, and you know. But the fact of the matter is that he's doing something good for the trans community. He's not doing it for, you know, maybe you have to do it for selfish reasons. There's no other motivation other than to snuff out your demons and live the life you never thought you could, especially at age 65. So, and like he said, he wasn't diminishing what he's done prior to that or who he's been prior to that. It's just that, you know, I don't think he could go on any longer without having to do this for himself. But it does do wonders for the trans community. So there, it's, to me, it's win-win. I don't really see the negative in it. So, to you haters, fuck off. what else is going on? I mean, believe it or not, there is other things going on in the news. You wouldn't know that by your Twitter and Facebook feeds, but there is other things going on in the news. I think it was Kitschmix. Kitschmix.com posted an article, "Top 10 Lesbian Primetime Kisses." And this is sticking with the lesbian sex theme that seems to be taking over our pop culture at the moment. But the list included some good ones. There were kisses from Orange is the New Black, from Buffy, from Xena. Oh my God, from Xena. Totally forgot about that. The Good Wife, True Blood was listed, Glee, Pretty Little Liars. Good stuff. Good pictures. Good stuff. For the complete list, you can go to kitschmix.com, KITSCHmix.com. Great site for all kinds of things that are happening. Very updated. Very, very current. In other news, a high school girl's yearbook quote went viral last week for all the right reasons. Caitlin Cannon, another Caitlin, who also identifies as a feminist, found the quote on Tumblr and changed it to fit her personal point of view. And the quote reads, "I need feminism because I intend on marrying rich, and I can't do that if my wife and I are making 75 cents for every dollar a man makes." Fantastic! Ah, when asked what inspired her yearbook quote, Cannon told Huffington Post that she had seen a similar message on Tumblr pertaining to men, but she changed the words to reflect her own identity. "I was tired of seeing the same old quotes from popular books and movies and authors, and I wanted to call attention to a problem that we women face. I've never really been ashamed to say that I'm gay, so the LGBT aspect was simply who I am." And she's received such positive reaction for it, which she calls encouraging. And it sure is. I mean, God, do you ever remember a time where you could do that in a high school yearbook, where it would go viral the way it has? I mean, thanks to the internet and I think the constant attention that LGBT promoters, you know, we've got such advocates and allies, and we've been doing so much work for so long, and really this kind of thing is simply the payoff right here, that a high school girl can put a quote in a yearbook like that, and it could go viral for the right reasons. So good for you, Caitlin. So proud, so proud. I also, this was pretty cool. I saw that single actress Susan Sarandon is open to embarking on a relationship with someone of any gender. The star has been single since splitting with Jonathan Bricklin in March following a six-year romance. When pressed on the issue this week on The View, Sarandon answered questions on her love life by saying that she's not actively looking for love, but if there's a person, I would leave open the age, the color, the gender even. I'm open. And then stated, "Well, it increases your chances, doesn't it?" So I hope this sticks. I hope it's not like that whole Kate Blanchett debacle where we had the amazing high of thinking, wow, she's had relationships with women, this is so cool, we love her, and then a crushing low saying, not a sexual relationship. So good for you, Susan Sarandon. I've always loved you, and I always will, because, first of all, Thelma and Louise goes down for me in history as one of the greatest movies of all times, and just because of that, I am playing the song from it. Part of Me, Part of You, by Glenn Frey from Thelma and Louise.
Whatever time they take away, we cannot at me and I'm running out of time. Time has brought us here to share these moments, to look for something we may never find.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Brings right back to the 80s. Fantastic movie, Thelma and Louise. So Justin Bieber wants you to know that he's not gay. No, he's not gay. The 21-year-old singer posted a clip of himself playing on a scooter while on a private jet before planting a kiss on the cheek of bodyguard Mikey Arana. He added that kissing someone on the cheek doesn't make him gay, writing, "I'm not gay, but even if I was, that's not an insult." I don't know why he needs to clarify that. But anyways, Justin, thanks. Thanks for letting us all know that you're not gay. That's fantastic. A little from Justin. Oh, oh, oh. Shut up. You know you love it. Like forever, right? God, when you listen to that, you're like, did he make that before his balls drop? That's just crazy. I feel like there's never been a time where he hasn't been all up in our shit. Anyways, the always hilarious Tina Fey presented Amy Schumer with a Peabody Award and said this about the planning of the presentation. "I really wanted to come down here tonight and in a Madonna kind of way, try to like feed off of her youth and maybe suck her soul out in a very awkward staged lesbian kiss," Tina said of honoree Amy Schumer. "But when I pitched the idea to Amy's camp, they came back with such an immediate yes that it kind of grossed me out." Lo and behold, the two did share a kiss at the podium, much to the delight of everyone involved. That was pretty funny. Pictures were everywhere, and now it's all I can see when I shut my eyes, and I'm so okay with it. Announced on Monday, just before the Caitlyn Jenner news broke, was that Kim Kardashian West is pregnant with baby number two. The ever egocentric world of the Kardashians, I don't know, I for one can only think, two more and she'll beat Kourtney in the kids department. Oh God, they're sickening. Oh, stop procreating, seriously. Okay, in other news, Tallywhackers, a restaurant with scantily clad male waiters, has opened in Dallas, Texas. The restaurant is a male version of the Hooters chain, and food is served by waiters in tiny, tiny undergarments. I consider this a warning, lesbians. You don't have to go there. But you gay men, please have at it. You know, nobody's really mentioned whether the place is gay or straight, so that's kind of, I wonder. I mean, I'm guessing that the clientele is going to be mainly straight women and gay men, so, you know, lesbians and straight men will avoid it like the plague, but cheers to you, tallywhackers, and for that, I just, the only one song came to mind, and it's this.
Tell me what you find. Shut the door. take a giant step for you and all mankind. Then don't come back. I always gave you so much more than you deserve. No, don't come back. Cause no one makes a fool of me. You've got a nerve to walk away. Mark the words I'm gonna say. Mister, you just made a big mistake. You think you're a man, but you're only a boy. You think you're a man, you are only a toy. You think you're a man, but you just couldn't see. You weren't mad enough to satisfy me. You think you're a man, but you're only a boy. You think you're a man, you are only a toy. You think you're a man, but you just couldn't see. You weren't mad enough to satisfy me. You think you're a man, but you're only a boy. You think you're a man, you are only a toy. You think you're a man, but you just couldn't see.
Oh, good old Queer It's Folk music. So good. So good. So, yeah, Tallywhackers, that one was for you. Jeez, so much still going on. Let's see here. Bravissimo, a lingerie store in London, will hold a bra-fitting event for trans and non-binary people. Trans people often face discrimination and hostility while clothes shopping, and they've been invited to a free bra-fitting event at the shop in, I think it's on Margaret Street in London. The shop says it'll be a safe space, and Bravissimo specializes in lingerie for larger cup sizes. According to Cosmopolitan, a spokesperson for the brand says, "We're a fully inclusive brand at Bravissimo, and we want to give all our customers the confidence to say, I'm being the me I want to be." I kind of dig that, and this one's for you, Bravissimo, and all you people that are going for your free bra fitting.
To get very worked up about. His inventions were failures, his future seemed bleak. He fled to the opera at least twice a week. One night at the opera he saw an Aida, whose bust was so big it would often impede her. A guide he watched her fall into the pit, dumped by the weight of those terrible tits. Oh my God! There she blows! Aerodynamically, this girl was a mess! Otto eyeballed the diva lying comatose amongst the reeds, and he suddenly felt the fire inspiration flood his soul. He ran back to his workshop where he butsed and butsed and butsed!
For Otto Titsling had found his quest to lift their and mold the female breast,
yes.
To point the small ones to the sky, to keep the big ones high and dry. Searching for the right support, he tried some string and paper clip. And he even tried his own tulip. Well, he stitched, he stitched until finally one night, in the wee hours of morning, Otto arose from his workbench triumphant. Yes, he had invented the world's first over the shoulder boulder holder. Exhausted but ecstatic, Otto ran out to the diva, bearing the prototype in his hot little hand. Now, the diva did not want to try the darn thing on, but after many initial mishaps, she finally did. And the sigh of relief that issued forth from her mouth was so loud that it was mistaken by some to be the early onset of the Sharonda winds, which up and rolled through the spark ball with all the engines. But little did Otto know, at the moment of his greatest triumph, lurking under the diva's bed was none other than the very worst of the French patent thieves, Philip de Brazil. And Phil was watching the scene with a great deal of interest. Later that night, while Brunhilde slept, into the wardrobe Philippe softly crept. He fumbled through knickers and corsets galore, till he found Otto Titsling and he ran out the door, crying, "Oh my God, what joy, what bliss! I'm gonna make me a million from this. Every woman in the world will wanna buy one. I will have all the goods manufactured in Taiwan." The result of this swindle is pointedly clear. Do you buy a Titsling or do you buy a Brooklyn?
Oh man, do I ever miss that song? That's been a while, hasn't it? Wow. I swear to God, I used to listen to that song constantly. Oh, good grief. Well, let's see what else is going on here. Iconic lesbian film director Nicole Kahn is at it again with a new movie called Nesting Doll, with some familiar faces back on screen, including Barbara Niven, who you'll remember from A Perfect Ending. For more on Nesting Doll or to see how you can donate and what delicious perks you can get for your donation, you can go to nicolekahn.com/crowdfunding. She makes us proud every time she puts a film out, and we go berserk for them, so why not throw a couple bucks towards it? In some sad news, the son of Vice President Joe Biden died at the age of 46 of brain cancer. Bo Biden was a long-standing advocate for marriage equality and LGBT rights. He leaves behind his wife, Hallie, and two children. Mr. Biden was a strong supporter of protection for transgendered people and worked with Delaware's Jack Markell to successfully introduce non-discrimination laws in 2013. He said, "I support providing protections from violence and discrimination based on gender identity and expression under the Delaware law." So our condolences to the vice president. That's awful. It's an awful thing for a dad to have to go through. Let's see, what else happened? Oh, the Critics' Choice Awards happened this past weekend. Big props to our LGBT allies, actors, and series. Huge congrats go to Jeffrey Tambor for winning Best Comedy Actor in Transparent, Sarah Paulson in a limited series for American Horror Story, Lorraine Toussaint for Best Supporting Actress in Orange is the New Black, and HBO's Bessie picked up an award for Best TV Movie thanks to Queen Latifah, and Best Guest Appearance by Bradley Whitford in Transparent. So some of the other winners were Best Drama Series went to The Americans, which was a complete surprise. Best Comedy Series, Silicon Valley, another big surprise, beating out Veep and a couple of notable others. Best Made-for-TV Movie, like I said, Bessie. Best Actor in a Comedy Series, Jeffrey Tambor, Transparent. Best Actress in a Comedy Series, Amy Schumer for Inside Amy Schumer. Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, T.J. Miller for Silicon Valley. Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, Allison Janney in Mom. Spectacular photo of Allison Janney making out with James Corden at the podium, accepting her award. Hilarious. Best Actor in a Drama Series went to Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul. Best Actress in a Drama Series went to Taraji P. Henson for Empire. Best Supporting Actor in a Drama Series went to Jonathan Banks for Better Call Saul. Best Supporting Actress in a Drama Series went to Lorraine Toussaint, Orange is the New Black. Best Supporting Actress in a Movie Limited Series went to Sarah Paulson. Best Guest Performer in a Comedy Series was Bradley Whitford in Transparent. Best Guest Performing in a Drama Series went to Sam Elliott in Justified. Best Reality Series went to Shark Tank. Best Reality Competition went to Face Off. That's from the Sci-Fi Network, you guys. Best Talk Show went to The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And Best Reality Show Host went to Kat Dealey for So You Think You Can Dance. Big night. Critics' Choice Awards. Very cool. In music news, I like to bring you some new stuff when I can, and I found a pretty cool band over here called The Polyesters. It's a UK girl band hailing from Blackpool. The Polyesters have released a tiny little EP called First Cut with just three rockin' songs, Foolin' No One, Cracked, and Binge and Purge. The band consists of Lola Phoenix on guitar and vocals, Laura Catlow on guitar and vocals, Sci-Fi Liz on bass and vocals, and Alice Catron on drums and the 1-2-3-4s. Like I said, the girls hail from Blackpool. They specialize in grunge, riot girl, and punk rock. You can find them playing gigs all over the UK. Their website is www.thepolyesters.co.uk, and you can buy the EP at www.thepolyesters.bandcamp.com. And I do want to play a little bit for you, just so you know what you're getting. This is a little bit of Cracked. I'm Big time head thrash in there. That's cracked. And then we got a little bit of Binge and Purge right here for you. I tell you what, there's nothing more impressive than a bunch of girls that can rock it out. Like, I mean, big time rock it out. That's head thrashing, you know, serious. that is Riot Girl grunge rock at its finest right there. The Polyesters, www.thepolyesters.co.uk. Again, you know, I've done Elfest a couple of times, and that was where I first saw Laura Catlow, and she is the bass. It's funny when you see her playing solo, she's a little bit more of a folky girl, like an acoustic set of kind of good folky music. So she's so versatile that she can swap over and be in the Polyesters and play this kind of grungy Riot Girl punk, big time. Pretty cool stuff. So in other music news, not to be outdone by the Polyesters, Kelly Clarkson has just released Invincible from her album Piece by Piece. And it's one of those real big stand-up and cheer anthems for everyone that's ever felt afraid or sad or beaten down. And I personally think that the Kesbos will be playing this one at Pride parties all over this year. Kelly Clarkson with Invincible. Great video that goes along with it, too, if you can find it.
Now I am invincible, and I'm a perfect star. emptiness. I was running from an empty threat that didn't exist. I was running from an empty threat of abandonment. I was running from an empty threat that didn't exist. But now I am invincible. No, I ain't a scared little girl no more. Yeah, I am invincible. What was I running for?
So good. No stranger to those kinds of songs. Like, think about Stronger. She's amazing. Such an incredible voice. So, yeah, I feel like that one's going to be part of our summer pride anthem-y kind of songs. the reason I'm playing this one again is because I was reading a great article that is actually... I don't know if you guys know, but there's a Broadway play called An Act of God right now with Jim Parsons, and this article is in discussing the Broadway play An Act of God. We can now take the religious discussion to a far more amusing, if way lower level. In fact, the comedy by ex-Daily Show writer-producer David Heverbaum seems to exist in order to ask the proverbial question, if God came to Earth as a Borscht Belt comedian, would you still worship him? In the One Deity Show, our supreme being appears as beloved television star Jim Parsons and proceeds to do approximately 90 minutes of stand-up in the form of jokes, quips, name-droppings, and observations, complete with a celestial rim shots. And this god is weary of being associated with the Ten Commandments and wants to redefine them in the flesh for all time at top prices. So he's taken over Parsons, who wears a flowing white robe and running shoes and perches on a white couch with a chalice and tells us the real deal about pop culture, sex, and religion in an irreverent and, I must say, rarely dangerous way. He tells us why he has to let some horrible things happen. No Holocaust, no cabaret. He remarks that Bruce Jenner is the first Kardashian woman he can actually tolerate. He swears he's not anti-gay, as the set, a design Marvel centered by an awesome stairway to heaven, instantly turns rainbow-colored. And when the latecomers arrive, he lets them sit but snarls, "You're all lucky I'm God and not Patti LuPone." I don't know, man. Just reading about this makes me want to go see it. I don't know. Quick trip to New York. Anyone? Anyone? An Act of God is on Broadway right now with Jim Parsons, so that seems like it's going to be a good time. You know, as we wind up, I just want to thank everybody for being here. Remember that you can catch up now with lightning quick LGBT weekly updates through poprep.com. Click on the LGBT tab. I'm always on rainbowradio.fm Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, 8 p.m. in the UK. I also would like to let you know that you can find Lesbian Lounge podcasts on Podbean, mylesbianradio.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes, search Really Wow Productions. You can follow me on Twitter at Lesbian Lounge. You can find us on Stitcher, which is a very cool free listening app that works on any phone. Look up Lesbian Lounge there. Give us a thumbs up if you can. I love having all these outlets for you guys to reach us. It's hard to kind of tally how many listeners we have, but I get a lot of response, whether it's through Facebook, through Twitter, emails and stuff coming in. And I just want to thank everybody for sticking it out. I know things are a little different now. There's a little bit more music. It's basically just me. But my co-host Donna has got a big full life, and we can't knock her for that. And I also will be seeing her in June, and I can't wait. And maybe we'll bring you a little something-something, not making any promises, but that would be fun. In the meantime, I'm going to let you go with a little bit of a laugh and a little bit of a dance, because Ellen DeGeneres delivered Tulane University's 2015 commencement speech, and it was a doozy. So have a listen to that and enjoy. I will catch you later next time. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all the graduating in class of 2009. I realize most of you are hungover and have splitting headaches and haven't slept since Fat Tuesday, but you can't graduate until I finish, so listen up. When I was asked to make the commencement speech, I immediately said yes. Then I went to look up what commencement meant. So, I had to break the word down myself to find out the meaning. Commencement. Common and cement. Common cement. You commonly see cement on sidewalks. Sidewalks have cracks, and if you step on a crack, you break your mother's back. So there's that. But I'm honored that you've asked me here to speak at your common cement. I thought that you had to be a famous alumnus. You had to graduate from the school. And I didn't go to college here. And as I don't know if President Cowan knows, I didn't go to college at all, any college. And I'm not saying you wasted your time or money, but look at me, I'm a huge celebrity. Is that by the time I was your age, I really thought I knew who I was, but I had no idea. Like, for example, when I was your age, I was dating men. So what I'm saying is, when you're older, most of you will be gay. Is anybody writing this stuff down? Parents? So to conclude my conclusion, follow your passion, stay true to yourself, never follow someone else's path unless you're in the woods and you're lost and you see a path, then by all means you should follow that. But why am I here today? I'm here because of you, because I can't think of a more tenacious, more courageous graduating class. I mean, look at you all wearing your robes. Usually when you're wearing a robe at 10 in the morning, it means you've given up. So to the Katrina class of 2009, I say congratulations, and if you don't remember a thing I said today, remember this. You're going to be okay. Dum, doo-doom, doom-doom. Just dance.
Cheese. close enough to get it on slow.
Drive it clean, it lights on feet, it's been the last though.
I got it
in your pocket.
I got it, just dance, gonna be okay. Da da do do, just dance, spin that record, babe. Da da do do, just dance, gonna be okay.
Baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, should I